Saturday, June 5th. When I look at the chart for Saturday, June 5th, it gives me a chart with a lot of tension. It gives me first and foremost the opposition of Mars in Cancer in opposition to Pluto retrograde in Capricorn. It gives me a square between Neptune and Mercury, which represents lack of clarity. And it shows me that the moon currently transiting Aries, which represents our emotional processing, is in a square between both Mars and Pluto, which are already in opposition to one another. So I give you the aspects and I give you the alignments, not so that you can predispose yourself at all, ever, but just so that you're aware. Look, the most important aspect is that opposition between Mars and Pluto, and that represents a power struggle. Now, this can play out in relationship, for instance, in recognizing how perhaps one person may take advantage of another, and then one of the two recognizing how much power they've given up, and in that process, understanding how much that power play plays out in other relationships and other aspects of life. So understand that the point is to come back to self and self-reflection. Because with this much tension, especially with the moon in Aries, right? It's the moon in a fire sign, making us potentially extremely expressive, a little volatile, a little explosive. Understand that if you're triggered by something, it's because there's something there that needs to be worked on. Now, on a more collective level, this is something that we have been seeing. Look, we have been experiencing this opposition between Mars and Pluto the whole week. It's just that with the moon in Aries, there is much more of a possibility of that dynamic playing out this weekend, okay? Because remember, the moon represents our emotional processing. And for the week, the moon has transited Pisces. It has transited Aquarius before that. So Aquarius was a very detached sign. Pisces is a very emotional sign. It's a sign that goes inward. And if Pisces goes inward and it's the sign right before Aries, then Aries energy is going to want to just come out and burst. So that's why it's important to pay attention to Saturday. Now, with that said, collectively speaking, the power struggle is something that we've seen all along and that we have been seeing for some time, actually. And this is representative of people in power, institutions in power, taking advantage of society, taking advantage of the people, and then the people retaliating, the people fighting back in ways that they can, right? To express that something isn't fair and something needs to be done for the greater good. We are obviously still in eclipse season, so eclipse season is about the change of a narrative. Gemini and Sagittarius, that Gemini-Sagittarius axis in the zodiac, is known as the communication axis of the zodiac. So if it involves eclipses, communication narrative, whether internal or external, is going through a massive transformation. Understand that the opposition between Pluto and Mars can also have to do with the struggle within, a struggle within of how do I get myself to move from this space that I'm in, but it feels stagnant. It feels like I can't move because Pluto brings up the shadow. And so sometimes we tend to spend a lot of time in our shadow trying to process it and not knowing when to distinguish when our shadow needs to be processed and when we need to get a move on with life. So the opposition between Mars and Pluto, it's as if Mars is standing in front of Pluto and saying, look, I want to move, I want to do, but the heaviness of your shadow is such that it's keeping me stuck. And Pluto's point is never to keep us stagnant. It is always for us to process the shadow, but never for us to be stagnant, never for us to really be trapped within ourselves. And so, because Pluto is meant to empower us, at the end of the day, it's very heavy energy, but it's meant to empower us. So it's definitely a really good day for processing. And if you are able to find safe space to process heavy emotions with someone, I highly, highly suggest it. I've received messages, text messages, DMs, emails about the heaviness that people have been feeling emotionally, about all of the stuff that has been coming up, about some of the events that have unfolded in people's lives. It is a crucial time. It is. And so it's important, like I've said, to come back to self, to find safe space to process. So on days like today, for instance, we don't find ourselves in a discussion or a heated discussion with someone else where we can't respond, where we immediately resort to reacting, because then we're just moving backwards. Understand that you have every right to be heard. You have every right to feel anything you feel, and you have every right to express it. Okay? So I hope you have a great Saturday, and I'm going to give you Sunday on the next audio.